Let me jump over here to the Right Side Way monologue, the opening monologue every single day of the show, The Right Side Way, brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. Stan McDonald, a 30-year veteran of the practice of law, he is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. So, I may have told this story before, but I'll tell it again. A few years back, I was sitting on the floor at our house. And my daughter was in the room, and she heard me, like, you know, creak and pop and grunt as I worked to get up off the floor. Now, I'm a reasonably healthy person. I still try to work out several times a week. I don't overeat. But I've got some busted up parts. I mean, I got 3 fused vertebrae, a reattached bicep, some broken bones that don't flex like they used to. But that day, my daughter heard me doing my old man grunt and asked, "What's wrong, Dad?" I said, "Nothing, darling. Just getting old and crickety." And she said, "I don't want to hear that." And I responded, "Oh, no, girlfriend. I'd rather be old and crickety and full of the memories it took to get there than to be soft and pain-free and done nothing with my life." And she just looked at me a minute and said, "Well, I agree with that." Look, I don't know, maybe that was a life lesson, but it's also true. But what if I just sat around? What if I just let it all go? Would I be any better off? And the answer to that is absolutely not. In fact, making no decision about your health and activity is a decision to have no health and activity. How about that? Look, I say all that because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had his confirmation hearings over the past few days, and the world of big pharma is wringing its hands. Corporate medicine and big government have gotten so used to being unchallenged that they don't even try to hide it anymore. In the midst of all the confirmation hoopla, the mantra of MAHA was heard over and over again. It reminded me, though, of a movie that came out some years ago, and I'm sure many of you have seen it. And no, this is not going to be one of those man movies I was talking about. This is one of the modern animated classics by Pixar Studios. This one's called WALL-E. Look, the movie came out in 2008, and it was filled with all kinds of not-so-subtle environmental agendas and pokes at consumerism. But despite having one of those, like, you know, man-made global catastrophe end-of-the-world vibes, it was actually really entertaining. The premise of the movie was that all of humanity had left the Earth because we had destroyed the environment, right? Trash was everywhere. The whole world was one big garbage dump. So mankind got onto these giant spaceships and just left. But they left behind a crew of robots to work on cleanup with the idea that mankind would one day return when life could be sustained on planet Earth again. Okay, I know it sounds like a Greenpeace flick, but it kind of was, but it was still really funny. But here's my point about making America healthy again. You see, one of the underlying storylines in that movie was what happened to mankind out there on their spaceships. Centuries passed, and one little robot was left trying to daily clean up the mess that people had left behind. He was the last little robot at the job. But the people, they had floated off into space and forgotten their roots. And over time, the systems on the spaceship completely pampered them and completely spoiled them and completely ruined them. They never exercised, they never ate well, everyone got flaccid and flabby, and they moved around in floating chairs. They never talked to each other, they even texted with people who were sitting right beside them. What they didn't know in the movie was that the master computer had decided to keep them unhealthy on purpose. They had no dreams, they had no drive, they had no ambition, they certainly had no health. And then one day, their imaginary world was rocked when the little robot named WALL-E found life growing on Earth again, and the people began to wake up to the fact that they had been kept suppressed by a system that made them unhealthy so they wouldn't go back to just really living. It turned out the central computer needed them to be fat and unchallenged and unhealthy because that's what made the central computer work. And that, my friends, is what RFK Jr. is preaching against. One of the best lines from his opening statements at day one of his confirmation hearing was this. He said, quote, "A healthy person has 1,000 dreams. A sick person only has one." President Trump, he said, is committed to restoring the American dream, and that starts with a healthy nation. Well, he's right. The unhealthy people have fewer choices, fewer options. They don't live as large. They have to find the means to live, and while those who are healthy can pursue life with a different level of energy and vigor. And please understand me, I am not focusing here in my comments about folks who have contracted an illness or an injury that they can't control. That's a different category altogether. I'm talking about those who choose not to work on their health at all, who have been lulled into bad habits and bad decisions and even bad medical regimens. It's a real thing, y'all. And in America, we have a healthcare crisis, and yet we have one of the most astoundingly large and extremely capable medical professions in the whole world. I mean, we're the envy of the world, medically speaking, and yet we have more hospitals, more researchers, more food, more opportunity than any nation on the face of the earth, and still have some of the most unhealthy people per capita of any nation on the face of the earth. America ranks, literally, as one of the most obese nations on the face of the earth, as the number one most obese nation among the first world income countries. A recent study published in U.S. News and World Report indicates that Americans have one of the highest rates of depression in the world, which would also indicate then that mental health and not just physical health are an issue. And despite the massive medical industrial complex, America actually ranks fourth in the world for cancer rates. Now, these are troubling statistics, but they only scratch the surface. Why is this? What are we not doing right? And if there's something that needs to be changed or addressed or refocused, then why would we not? We literally over-medicate, over-diagnose, overpay, and then we do it over again and over again and over again. And doctors are too often told what they will say. They lose the whole idea of the doctor-patient relationship because they're told to, and they go along with it. We saw that firsthand during COVID when the narrative was given to the doctors by the corporate masters and big pharma and government, and that was that. Don't you dare prescribe holistic treatments. Don't you dare talk about ivermectin. You're a vaccine denier. It's the pandemic of the unvaccinated, don't you know? And yet here we are, watching as the president is now literally working to restore military service members who lost their careers because they dared to question getting a shot. And as an attorney, I'll be honest with you, I feel certain that in the next few years, we're going to see a rash of class action lawsuits by people who've been harmed by the mRNA vaccines, the effects of which are still being discovered and which apparently did nothing to stem the spread of COVID itself. And look, I'm going to go ahead and tell you something very personal. And I asked her permission first. My sweet wife, the lovely Charlene you hear me talk about all the time, she's being treated right now for the symptoms of long COVID by the same doctor, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who's coming on the show in a little while. For nearly 2 years, my lovely bride didn't have the strength to get off the couch on some days. And it was heartbreaking and it was maddening for her all at the same time. The trip we took to D.C. for the inaugural last week, we would not have been able to have that trip about a year or so ago. And we owe her recovery to a gracious God and to that doctor in Birmingham who was willing to question the narrative. A doctor who was willing to buck the system and not just toe the big pharma line. Now look, I've also had my issues over the years. When the global war on terror broke out, I immediately mobilized to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and while we were there, we got all of our physicals, our shot records were updated, and then they gave us this stuff called Mefloquine. Mefloquine, an anti-malarial drug that is taken in pill form once a week. Mefloquine Monday, we called it. Don't miss it! I'd seen my father with the lingering effects of malaria long after the war in Vietnam, so I took it religiously and I didn't get malaria, but the vivid and disturbing dreams those pills caused, literally, were something else, and the physical side effects stayed with me well after my deployment. I'm talking loss of energy, lack of strength. I couldn't run a mile without getting winded. I was diagnosed for a year as being hypoglycemic with blood sugar that would just bounce around like a rubber ball. Reports began to surface of other soldiers having delusions and even personality disorders, all of which was seemingly attached to Mefloquine use. Multiple service members committed suicide, even murder, based on delusional thoughts that were later believed to be the after effects of Mefloquine. In 2013, the U.S. military quietly banned any further use of Mefloquine. Hey, but it was a really good idea at the time, right? Look, why am I telling you all this? Because we have a right to question. And that right to question is based not just on the freedom of expression and freedom of speech, but it's on the simple fact that history dictates that people make stupid decisions about things that negatively affect others all the time. And America deserves to be healthy. But we will not be a healthy nation by continuing to do the same things over and over and over again, expecting a different result. So pay careful attention to the things that come out of RFK Jr.'s confirmation hearings. Pay careful attention to the ones who take money from Big Pharma and then try to fight back against him saying anything about Big Pharma. Pay careful attention to the ideas that he promotes as being something that we might want to consider because it's different than what we've done up to now. And then pay careful attention to how we stand in the face of the world and why things that are in our food are not even allowed in other countries' foods. Why do we do that to ourselves? I'm telling you, I think it's time to make America healthy again. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.